Now, as we head into the last few minutes before Purim, Yom HaKadosh, I thought it'd be apropos just to say one derech as Purim, as a Yom HaTfilah, especially this year with everything that's going on throughout the world, with the coronavirus and with the politics in Eretz Yisrael and in America, to take Purim as a Yom HaTfilah. Listen to what the Rishon Rebbe said, Zuchus L'Gan Alein. The Rishon Rebbe said the following, that Purim is mechaper for those who do tshuva and for even those who don't do tshuva. And says the Rishon Rebbe, how do I know this? Because we know the halacha is called poshe yad noisninlo. Then anyone who comes to stick out their hand on Purim for matanos of yodim, you have to give. We know. The Gemara Megillah tells us in Zion Aman Aleph, kimu v'kiblu, the pasuk tells in Megillah, kiblu l'mal ma'asher kiblu l'mata. Right? The pashup is that we re-accepted the Torah. But says the Gemara, kimul ma'al ma'al shekibul amata, that the way we act down here, if we act and go above and beyond for our brothers and sisters, we don't look to see if they have a tu'udah, to see if they're a real ani, if they're a real poor person. But we give because we don't look to see who's real and who's not real. Says the Rishon Rebbe, if you're going to be kol ma'al meditava, if you're going to go above and beyond for other people, kilu l'mal ma'ash kibul l'mata, says the Rishoner. So to the Rabbanu Shalom, l'mata kilu l'atan matan zechol avyonim b'li hevda. The Rabbanu Shalom mechaper bein roi bein eino roi, says the Rishoner. When you go out of your way to matan zivim to everyone and everyone, says the Rishoner, kibul kimu v'kiblu, kibul l'mal ma'ash kibul l'mata. If you go out of your way for every Jew, for every person you meet on Purim, then the Rabbanu Shalom will say, oh, the gates of Shemaim are mamish open. And this is exactly, what is the Rishon Rebbe gets this from? It's a Feresh Yoshami, the Megillah, Hayom and Alf. The Mishra says, the Yoshami says, excuse me, Ein medakti mitzvahs perm. Don't be so careful with who you give mitzvahs perm to. And the kol mishu poyishet yes yado litein noistin lo. You have to give anyone who pours out their hand. And I saw in the Sefer, the Chasam Sofer writes this Lashem Agabit Metanus Levyonim, but I saw it from the Imer Noam of Jikiv. And the Blabel Eger says this also applies to Mishloach Manos. Don't think I call a Pashiyot only applies to Metanus Levyonim, it also applies to Mishloach Manos. So at the end of the day, we see Pashit. At the end of the day, if we go out above and beyond for our brothers and sisters, and we make sure that not only Mishloach Manos, Metanus Levyonim, that call Misha Pashiyot Lito Noisim Lo. And this is brought down the halacha of Megillah, Siman Tov Reish Ari Dalet, Sif Gimel. And anyone who extends their hand, you have to give to them. And says the Shulchan Aruch, "Umakam Shenagu Liten Af La'akam Noistim." And even a place to non-Jews, you give. If that's the halacha, if that's the minhag umakam, you give to non-Jews. Because says the Rishon Rebbe, "Kiblu Milamal Nashu Kiblu Lamata." When you go above and beyond for every person, then you can daven to the Rebbeinu Shem whatever you want. It's a Yom HaTfilah, it's a Yom HaKadosh Mamish. Listen to what I heard from my good friend Rav Stewie Silverman tonight. And he quotes the Hilchas, he quoted from Rav Binaman, I believe, in Hilchas Tfilah Simin Sadi. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah writes from the Tshuvas Radbaz, such a beautiful, hidden away Radbaz, Simin Sadi, Ois Chav Ches, the end of Chav Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Radbaz, that let's say that you get out of jail, you have one day to get out of jail free card, right? A little monopoly. One day to jail. What's the day to daven tefillah b'tzibur? So you might think to say that you should think maybe Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rabbaz, Eze Yom Sheyitza, Yispal Oso Yom Tekef. You should daven immediately that day. And says the Rabbaz, listen to the comparison. The lo yachmitz hamitzvah lahamtin al Yom Kippur or Purim. And don't wait for the mitzvah to daven b'tzibur on Yom Kippur or Purim. We see at the end of the day, says Rav Biederman, that the Rabbaz is comparing Yom Kippur to Purim. We know that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, a day like Purim. But this is mamish, not just a Zohar, this is brought down the halacha. The Rabbaz says, you daven, you have one day, what do you choose? That day. You don't wait for Yom Kippur or Purim. But the fact is, Rav Biederman says that the Rabbaz is putting Purim and Yom Kippur in the same category as Yom HaTfilah. We see that that Purim is a Yom HaTfilah HaKadosh. And when the Rishoner said, and then you go out of your way to be able to help every person, no matter who they are, in Purim's a day, opening your home and opening your hearts to every person. That means you have the ability to daven, says the Rishon, you have the ability to daven for whatever you need, whatever you need, and whether you deserve it or not. Because kibul ma'amalak mesh kibul lamata. It's minike gemida. If you don't look into other people and you just give, the Rabbanu Shem says, oh, mirzaf, okay, maybe you weren't so great, but if you go out of your way, even if I have to go, kibul ma'amalak mesh kibul lamata. The Beis Din Shalmala, the Beis Din of Yerushalayim has to find the Beis Din Lamata. Just to end off with the Maisa, that our friend Eliyahu Shapir likes to say from the Shpina Rav. Shpina Rav was once sitting in his Beis Midrash, he was giving shir, and he gave a kasha to the tzibur and to his students, and one of the students raised his hand and said an answer, and the Shpina Rav raised, said, "It's impossible for you to know the answer. You're a ganav. You're a ganav," says the Shpina Rav, and everyone looked back, and who was this? It was Moshe Shtumbach. He said, "You want to know how to get that answer? It was your mother crying for you by the Neros every Shabbos. Nobody at your age could physically, mentally be possible to be able to answer that kasha. It was your mother who was always davening for her son to be a Talmud Chacham, for davening to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that her son should love and live and breathe Torah." And the story goes, Rabbi Chaim Shapir said that at the end of the day, they looked into it, that her Moshe Shtermach's mother, where she grew up, they wanted to throw her out of shul because she was always davening and sobbing, mamish, sobbing, sobbing. Maybe went to the rabbi, and the rabbi said that she's interrupting tefillah, and the rabbi said, "No problem. If she goes, I go. No problem. If you don't want her to out of shul, then take me out of shul too." Says the Shubina Rav, we see the koyach of tefillah of a mother, koyach of tefillah of a mother for her children. But I think at the end of the day, we see from the Rishon, we see from the Shubina Rav, that at the end of the day, there are certain moments in a person's life where the gates in Shemaim are always open. The gates are always open. Shabbos is specifically more open than the rest of the week. Shalosh Shuris Manish, but Purim is a Rav de Ravin. The entire Yontif of Purim, the gates of Shemayim and Mamish open. Let us be Zocha to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not only for our families, not only for the Jewish people, but for the world at large. Let's daven for Mashiach, daven for the Geula, and Be'ez Hashem, Kibbel L'mala, Kibbel L'mata, Mashkibbel L'mala. And at the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will see that when we're davening for Kavod Shemayim, we're davening for every single person, we're caring about every single person, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will say, "Ah, enough with this galus. We zoch be'ez Hashem of the ultimate geula. When you take Purim, tash and pay, teishnas Purim. This should be a year of mamish Purim, not just Purim, just one day a year, 2 days a year. Teishnas Purim, the ultimate Purim, be'ez Hashem, the ultimate Mashiach Zakenu, be'ez Hashem Yisbach Shchach."